Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Stacey White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa. So, Canada Day almost here, and we want to talk a bit about the celebrations happening. So, tell me, what are some of the big things that are happening in celebration?
Well, we're pretty excited. We've got quite a few things going on July 1st, Canada Day. We have our Goose Nest Market and Street Fair, so we've got a great lineup of vendors coming. Some of your regulars, some new ones. We also have some barbecues happening. There's going to be the music festival as well joining us to entertain us while we're on the street. It is a larger road closure this year. So this year we are going to have Broadway closed right from Laurier down to Caverhill, which is quite a bit longer than we usually have. So our vendors will be spread out, but we do have some other fun things for the kids to do that will be joining us on Saturday. So we have Climb and Fun coming, but they're a little bit different this year. So this year they're going to have a foam cannon, and this cannon shoots foam up to 30 feet. So that'll be right on the main drag there. So come prepared if you want to go into the foam. They're also bringing some plush animals this time that you can actually ride. So it's four plush creatures that you can ride up and down the street. They're pretty fun. They hold up to 300 pounds. So those are just a couple things going on that day.
Sounds like fun. I think I've seen those types of animals around, and they look like they'd be fun for the kids or a parent with a kid as well. I know the bike decorating contest and parade, that's also coming back this year.
That's correct. This is going to be our second annual Canada Day bike decorating contest and parade. It is going to be a little bit longer this time. We're going to meet at 11:45 to register at the road closure by the Goose Nest Market. So that's down by Laurier. And at 12 o'clock, after registration is completed, we will parade down the street to the music stage. That's going to be located at the corner of Gold and Broadway. And once again, we'd like to thank Canadian Tire for generously donating a couple of bikes for prizes. So we will have prizes and a judge there to choose the winner for the best decorated bike. And you can decorate it however you'd like. There's no theme other than Canada Day, or get creative and decorate it any way you'd like to.
Are there specific ages for that?
The age is anywhere from 0 to under 16 is the age group. The bikes we have for prizes, there is a smaller one and a larger one. So we will split them up into two age groups depending on who shows up and the ages of the riders that will be coming. And once they parade down to the music stage at 12:15, we are going to have opening remarks from the mayor and the land acknowledgement as well. Then that's when the Wawa Music Festival will start as well.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun then, and this is just open to everybody. They can just come on down, no cost to show up.
That's correct. There's no cost to show up. Just come on down and enjoy the festivities. They said there's going to be quite a few vendors there. There's going to be a cotton candy booth, temporary tattoo booth, the Wawa Public Library will be there, the Legion Ladies are selling nachos that day, quite a few things going on, so it should be a fun day. It starts at 11 and runs till 3 p.m., and that's right on downtown Broadway. We also have a volleyball tournament going on that day, and that'll be happening down at Dr. Rose's Beach. I'm a little bit separate from the celebrations, but can always head down there and check out the volleyball tournament once you're done with the festivities as well.
Now, I'd be remiss if we didn't touch on some of the concerns that might be out there about weather. The forecast has suggested recently that there might be rain on Saturday. What happens in that case?
So we've been watching the weather closely, and as of right now, it looks okay. So we're crossing our fingers for it. If it is too bad for us to hold the events on Saturday, we do have a rain date of Sunday, July 2nd, but we hope it won't have to come to that, and the weather will cooperate for Saturday, July 1st.
And the other big question, are we going to be seeing fireworks? What's happening there?
So right now we are kind of in a hold pattern, and we will wait until Thursday to make the call. We will wait for the fire department to do so. If the MNRF still advises that the RFZ, the restricted fire zone, is still on July 1st, then we will be rescheduling the fireworks to another date.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate news, but rather understandable given the problems across much of the north, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yep.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very fun time. Again, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Broadway, Caverhill to Laurier. Any other things you want to make sure to mention?
No, I'd just like to invite everyone down. There's no cost to attend, so come enjoy the activities, the festivities, the vendors, the barbecue. There are a few different food vendors that will be selling food, and enjoy the Climbing Fun attractions. That's usually a great day, and we're hoping for the same this year.
All right. Again, that is Stacy White, Recreation Coordinator with the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings. You're on Jam FM.